Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast. You really want to make money with it? Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Swung on and missed by Holiday to finish the ball game. The eighth inning rally, the demise for the Orioles here in Minneapolis.
Sometimes with runners in scoring position, I tend to try to do too much when you just need to dial it back and just put a ball in play and something will happen. Hitting staff, they're fully on board with working on approaches with all of us and just doing anything everybody can. And, you know, sometimes that work takes a little bit of time to show up, and eventually it will be there.
First half of the game especially, just multiple runners on base, the punch outs, some of these guys got to, you know, it's the big leagues and you got to be able to make some contact in certain situations. And, you know, we squandered a lot of scoring opportunities by just not moving the baseball with runners on base.
Really? Brandon Hyde, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a couple of minutes. Orioles lose yesterday 5-2 to the Twins. They get swept. As they got swept, they've lost five in a row. That's a losing streak. You're kind of in the throes of one right now. And to put it in perspective a little bit, when we were on the air, they were 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. So we leave here, give you an idea of what happens behind the scenes here at The Fan. So me and Nolan record the promo for today's show, which I hope you enjoyed. Took about, 4 seconds? So I get in my car, turn left at Falls Road. By the time I got to Old Pimlico, they had already had first and second, nobody out. And went quietly, Holiday grounds into a double play. Ends the inning. So I'm like, ugh. And even on the radio, and I'll do a tip of the cap to Jeff Arnold, Brett Hollander, they were saying, like we've been saying, this sucks. And said that way, but boy, they're really scuffling with runners in scoring position. And they're letting a lot of opportunities to extend their lead pass by. So then I go through this nonsense repaving of the road on Old Pimlico Road. Put your cigarette out, fat boy. As I'm driving by, you're staring at me. Get out of the way. So now I'm down to Greenspring. And the Orioles, Kramer's dealing. He's dealing. Then I get to 695. Second and third, nobody out. Loriano, this is just listening on the radio, pops out. Then Kjerstad, who we heard from there, I just need to relax a little bit. I'm pressing too much. Okay, yeah, get off the press button. Pull a little bit. He K's. And then Mayo. And by the way, that single that happened while we were on the air, 109 exit velo.
First time.
Yeah, it was a rope. Grounds out to short. Then, Kramer deals. Second and third. Gunner singles. Rivera tries to score. I don't know, 1 second, third. He was on second, and then Gunnar hits a rope center field. Rivera's thrown out. I didn't see it as that was happening live. Of course, I'm still in my car, stuck in traffic on 695. And Jeff and Brett both set. And Nolan, did you see the play?
I did, yeah.
And you saw the multiple replays of it? Mm-hmm. I didn't see it in real time, of course, but I watched it. He was safe. He got it left hand. He kind of slid under the tag. I think there was definitive evidence that said he beat the tag. As Bob Uecker said from the bleachers way back when, he beat the tag, or he missed the tag. He was safe.
What did replay show, Nolan?
He was safe. I just, Vinny, I'm literally talking about it right now. He was safe. But they called him out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me reiterate, he was safe, but they called him out. As replay showed. As I'm saying, I watched the replay. So what's the point of having replay if you still can't get the call right? And I understand you're having a bad season. And you've blown golden opportunities to make this a blowout game, Nolan, throughout the course of the first five innings. But he was safe. And it was almost to the point where it was an egregious blown call. But anyway. So he's ruled out. Next inning, of course, Larnick hits the homer, ties it. Kramer continues the deal. Only gives up three hits. Eight Ks. Orioles out hit them by an astronomical amount. Then the bullpen implode. And then the second baseman and the reverse splits said he sucked against lefties. So Hyde was trying to, you know, go with the stats again. And then Soto gives up the double. Then France adds the add-on. 5-2. Final score, and the Orioles go quietly into the Minneapolis afternoon. They get swept. They've lost five in a row. They're hitting below 200 as a team with runners in scoring position. Jordan Westberg coming back like soon, it sounds like. He wasn't in the lineup for Norfolk. Tyler O'Neill, who knows? Zach Eplin scheduled to start on Friday, or Sunday, rather. And with Kramer pitching the way he is and Sugano being reliable, and you got three guys that can be competitive in your rotation. But the problem, as I identified early, is the offense or inability, Nolan McGraw, to hit in crucial situations. And this, by the way, goes back to middle of last season when they really crapped the bed in the second half of the year with a better team on top of it.
And that's exactly why I can't really be super pissed about the missed call at home plate. On an individual level, the play itself, yeah, it was wrong.
Yeah, he was safe.
And you feel bad for Rivera because he had a pretty good game.
And then limped off the field.
That too, yeah. But at the end of the day, even if they score that run, we know what's going to happen. We know what the end result was going to be. This bullpen, which was by default supposed strength of the team early on this season, now third worst bullpen ERA in the majors. I mean, there is no strength of this team anymore. So you mentioned the recent starting pitching. Good news with Eflin coming back. There appears to be a pulse, I guess, somewhat of a pulse there.
You have three guys that will keep you in game.
We're still on life support here.
Right, sure.
So there's no end in sight. And it's the same thing every day. We come in here, we're recapping these games, we're talking about what's going wrong. I mean, I feel like I don't know what day of the week it is. I mean, it's all blending together. I don't see an end in sight here. I don't see any reinforcements other than Eflin on the horizon. I don't see a change coming here in terms of results to the game. Change in terms of firings and DFAs remains to be seen. But the days keep stacking here. It's no longer early. I think this is the team, man.
They're 500 for the first time since June of 2022. And we can't even really celebrate the return of Felix Bautista and as dominant as he's been because he doesn't get any opportunities to be dominant.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
But they're a bad baseball team right now. The record speaks for itself. We've talked about this broken record stuff. But yesterday, golden opportunity. They had ducks on the pond all day long. Couldn't cash them in. That's on them. That's not on Brandon Hyde. Firing Brandon Hyde's not going to make Heston Kerstad at Ken Singleton when it comes to getting a clutch hitter Eddie Murray. Firing Brandon Hyde's not going to turn Jorge Mateo into Rod Carew. It's just the way that it is. Heston Kerstad has to look in the mirror and say, as the second pick in the draft overall, I got to do better. Gunnar Henderson, yeah, you shaved your mustache. You look like you're 4 years old. You have to do better in these situations. We can't rag on Rivera. He had three hits. He looked like Mike Schmidt yesterday compared to everybody else in this Orioles lineup. Maverick Henry, Hanley, congratulations to you. That was a clean single for his first major league hit. But they stink offensively. Does Westberg, Kowser's not coming back anytime soon. Who makes them better offensively? Outside of what you already have on the roster, adding Jordan Westberg, who, by the way, was an all-star last year.
I got no answer. There really is nothing. O'Neill maybe come back this weekend, but Is he an everyday player for this team? Wasn't before he got hurt, so I can't rely on him confidently to be the savior. And even if one guy does come back and go off, what good does it do? I mean, it has to be a group effort. You can't have one guy carry you. And if there was going to be one guy that would carry you, you would think it would, you know, probably be Gunnar Henderson. But even that's, it's just not happening right now. So, I mean, look, we keep going back and forth about the manager stuff. We'll agree to disagree on it. But At some point, you're right. Their problems are deeper than just one person. And I'll admit, even if they fire Brandon Hyde, the likelihood of things turning around is slim. I still think there is a likelihood there. There's some semblance of it, but it's small. It's slim. So I think the team's hopeless at this point.
And by the way, these struggles go back to last July. They had losing months. What, three of the last 4 months of last year were losing months? They had a bad April. I mean, this is with all due respect to March, where they were 3-2. And right now here in May, things are not going well. This is a large sample size of less than mediocre baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.